Mr. Barron, and thank you all for being here. Tragically, in a society, bad things happen to good people. And it is not the measure of a city, it's not the measure of a team, it's not the measure of a police department whether or not these bad things happen. It's what you do about them. It's what you do to ensure that they do not happen again. Now, my staff and I have been meeting with the Dodgers organization continuously since this event to put together strategies to prevent this from happening again. The Dodgers, to their credit, Frank, to his credit, have agreed to all the recommendations that have been made by the Los Angeles Police Department. I'm going to go over some of those, and these are not all, because there are some strategies that will be revealed to you as they are implemented. But these are some of them. First of all, the Dodgers, as I said, have agreed to implement the strategies as put forward by the Los Angeles Police Department. You know, one of the cores to the LAPD's success occurs right in this room. It occurs here every week. It's our CompStat meetings where we dig down into the metrics that we use to measure performance of the Los Angeles Police Department and then develop strategies based on those metrics. The Dodgers have agreed to implement a similar metric-based accountability system by which they will measure security at Dodger Stadium. That is a huge step forward. That is the method that has transformed policing across the United States, and that is a method that will ensure safety of fans, of employees, of police officers at Dodger Stadium. Dodger Stadium has hired off-duty police officers for years. They usually work inside the facility in the venue. You see them in their polo shirts. You've seen them at games. Now, you may or may not know their police officers. Well, that will be readily apparent from now on. Those off-duty officers will be in uniform and will have not only the authority of arrest as Los Angeles police officers, but the authority passed down through the Dodgers to revoke your right to attend the game. Fan misbehavior will not be tolerated. And misbehavior is not only about the law, it's about how you treat the people around you. So when you see a Los Angeles police officer and you're at the game, you have to treat the people around you with respect. And you have to treat those officers with respect. The Dodgers will pay for an increased LAPD presence. The Dodgers will compensate the city of Los Angeles for the presence of LAPD at Dodger games. That is fair. That's right. And I appreciate Frank and his team for believing in that. The Los Angeles Police Department will deploy the resources necessary to ensure safety. Now, I will respect the fact that the Dodgers are willingly paying for this safety, but I will deploy the resources necessary to keep fans safe, and that decision will be mine. That's an important piece. Public safety is my number one goal. Public safety is what I'm about. Public safety is why I'm here. If I cannot provide you public safety, then I don't want to be your chief of police. LAPD officers will be at the ingress and egress points at Dodger Stadium. When you go into Dodger Stadium, you're going to meet a Los Angeles police officer. When you leave Dodger Stadium, you're going to bid farewell to a Los Angeles police officer. So we will be a constant presence. The Dodgers, and this is their idea, and it's a good one, will work with Bill Bratton and Kroll to develop long-term strategies for increased safety at Dodger Stadium. Those strategies, I expect, will be a model for any sporting venue in the United States and the world. Those strategies will include technology, they'll include observation posts, they'll include lighting, they'll include environmental studies in order to make a safety through environmental change. All of that as well as discussions about and deployment of safety personnel within Dodger Stadium. We will enjoy, the Los Angeles Police Department and the Dodgers, a zero-tolerance policy for misbehavior at Dodger games. We're not going to put up with it. It's not going to happen. The mayor said it best. If you come to Dodger Stadium to enjoy a baseball game, you're going to see a great one. If you come there to intimidate, to antagonize either other fans or fans of another team, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to be thrown out of the stadium, or you're going to get to go to jail. Now, I don't want either of those things to happen. But if you do, I'll accommodate you. We're going to enforce a no tailgating policy, which has been in effect, but you'll see uniformed police officers ensuring that Dodger fans are not drinking in the parking lot prior to the game. That's not going to happen. The Dodgers have agreed that if season ticket holders, either through their own actions or through another individual using their tickets, misbehave, those season tickets will be revoked. This is a very strict policy, and indeed ensures that people with the most to lose will behave the best. The Dodgers will embrace the deployment of public safety technologies, license plate readers, elevated observation posts, increased lighting, closed circuit TV cameras. All of these things will be part of what either I deploy through my mobile resources or Frank's staff implements within the structure of the stadium. After every game, we will do what any good coach does. We will do a hot wash. We will debrief. The Los Angeles Police Department and Dodgers staff will meet together. We'll talk about what went right, what went wrong, and what we need to do to improve performance. That's even in a winning game, a coach does that, and we will do that at every game. The Dodgers are going to adopt an even increased outreach into the community. You know, Dodger Stadium is an icon, not only in that part of Los Angeles, but in all of Los Angeles. And as an icon, they will continue their outreach into the communities. And as part of that outreach, and I think this is a really important piece, the Dodgers and the Los Angeles Police Department will reach out to the other sporting venues in Los Angeles, because this is not just a Dodger problem. You know, we have gone down a slippery slope of fan misbehavior that starts in our youth leagues, at our little leagues, yes, and continues on into the major leagues. And so we are going to embrace, not only through Parks and Rec, because I think that's important, that this start at the youth levels, but in every other sporting venue in Los Angeles, we're going to reach out and we're going to talk about how people behave at sporting events. You know, the Dodgers are not the only team that has increased numbers of Los Angeles police officers. All of you have seen the effects of out-of-control victory celebrations for a number of different teams. It's not just the Dodgers, and we can't look at this as just a Dodger problem. This is a public safety issue. Now, there are a lot of public safety issues, but this is one that affects everybody, because all of us go to games. All of us have a sport we enjoy. All of us want to take our families, and I want that to be able to happen in Los Angeles. So those are some of the strategies that we've worked on with the Dodgers, and there are others. And as we deploy those strategies, some of them are based on covert operations, and I will talk to you about them as we deploy them. But as we deploy those strategies, you will see a place that all of you want to go to and take your families. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks, Frank. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, Chief.